Alrighty, we are back. Thank you for hanging with the boys and girls of Davin's. It's been a fun show. A lot of shenanigans.
Shenanigans.
I guess, was it really shenanigans? Not really shenanigans.
I don't know if there were shenanigans.
I don't think there was any shenanigans.
But there were buku laughs.
Buku laughs. Let's do some scamming scammers.
Yes.
So we will continue with May 30th of 2020. We last left off on May 29th of 2020, so we got back-to-back days.
Okay.
When I last left her, I asked her to message me in the morning, which I've done before and she doesn't usually do. This time she did.
Oh.
May 30th, 2020. Well, you know what? After the hot love and no credit card.
Touch me in the morning. Okay. You don't remember that song?
No.
Youngster.
Yes. Touch me
Thank
in the
you,
morning.
Jim. He knows it. I'll just walk away. It was terrible.
I heard Just Call Me. I used to like the song Just Call Me Angel in the Morning.
No, different song.
Yeah, mine was good. May, that was a great song, underrated. May 30, 2020. She said, good morning, my love. How was your night? See, this is the type of devotion fake Davin and real Davin needs. I said, hi, baby. It was okay. How has your morning been? Did you sleep well? She goes, yeah, baby. I dreamt about us. We're keeping the vibe going. We are keeping the vibe going.
Oh, yeah.
I go, oh, well, tell me about it. Where'd you go? Well, then she vanished, so some things don't change. This is at 7:40 in the morning my time. She goes, it was so lovely. Just both of us having passionate kisses and making love, baby. And I believe her. I believe this is what she dreamt of.
Okay.
I go, that sounds amazing, love. Where were we? Are you busy? She goes, so sorry, Davin. How have you been? She vanished and came back. I'm like, I'm okay, boo. Getting ready to do a show. Did you have a nice day? She goes, yeah, baby. What show? I go, comedy, baby. She goes, wow. You started back your comedy shows? I go, yes, virtual. This is my new business I told you about, love. This was actually, I think, might have been the first Laugh at Home comedy show.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
So
yeah.
I think this was probably a Saturday night where I was chatting with her. I was setting the shit up. I had Adam work. You know, Adam was helping me and everything.
Yep.
She goes, okay, love. I could not just sit around doing nothing. I mean, I want to make sure I have everything in place for our future. Because really, I started this venture for me and Carolyn to run away.
Yeah, you're making money so that you can be with your beau.
Yeah, it's called Laugh in Africa Comedy. Anyway,
Laugh in Africa.
She goes, thanks, baby. I go, of course. I want us to be forever. And I know how important financial security is to you.
Okay.
She goes, how have you been, baby? I go, right now, nervous, LOL. She goes, she laughs. She goes, why? I go, my show's about to start, and you make my heart race. She goes, just calm down. I trust in you. Just calm the nerves down. See, this is the type of bullshit girlfriend I think Davin deserves.
You'd be getting a massage right now.
I would,
mm-hmm.
if she was here,
mm-hmm.
and real.
Calming you, and real.
And real. And
yes.
Probably didn't have man hands.
And man everything else.
And man junk.
Man,
give me some of that female junk. Give me some of that woman junk. You know, the parts I don't know anything to do with. Give me that shit. But I'm hung like a fucking Aquaman. Leave me alone.
Fins?
Yes, fins.
Dorsal?
But it does do deep dives. Anyway, I go down. That's not what I wanted to say.
Oh my God.
To say I digress. Instead, I said I go down. Not what I was looking to say.
Slip.
Yeah. What I did say to her is, I go, I'll be okay, baby. The tech makes me nervous, and I am rusty, LL. She laughs. She goes, when you're done, let me know. Okay? You know it's late here. I go, sure, baby. Or we can just talk tomorrow if you prefer. She goes, maybe try chatting me up. If I'm awake, we can talk. So I do. I go, hey, baby. She goes, hey. And I give her a kiss, lips, hearts, emojis, all sorts of stuff. I go, my love. She gives me hearts and emoji eyes. What'd you do today? She goes, nothing much. Just going through my work and having some conversation with my friends. I go, sorry. You can always write me if you're bored. She goes, I know. I go, that's cool. You work so hard. It's admirable. She goes, I can count on you. I go, always. I go, the show is going well, so the show must be just going still in progress. She gives me two prayer hands.
Oh, that was nice.
Nice. Well, I don't know if there's an emoji for the fingers running for the money hands. I don't know if there's an emoji for that.
There's a little Scrooge McDuck.
Yes. I go raising money for an amazing cause. Again, it was a fundraiser, but again, I'm putting, always doing good.
Yeah.
You don't want to screw this fake Davin.
No.
No. She goes, the title. I go, of the charity. She goes, maybe you can send me some clip to watch. That's interesting.
Wow.
I go, my partner forgot to record while I was up, which is true.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
I go, there are clips of me online from other shows, though. I can give you a link to watch the live if you want. She goes, don't worry. It's fun. I want to watch this one.
And a link to my podcast.
We should really give it. Well, I told her. She don't.
I know.
She don't give a shit. She don't care. I go, honey, I'd love you to see me. We will do more. Should I tell you next time we have one? She goes, yeah, baby. I go, okay, will you keep your camera on so I can see my baby? She goes, not now, Davin. Fucking trying.
Wow.
Things were going well.
Keep the camera on, bounce chicken, wow, wow. Nope.
I go, I mean, next one. She goes, do you have a driver's license? She goes, okay, next one.
That's really random. Do you
really? What could she get with you having a driver's license?
She could get my personal information.
Ah, okay.
Or maybe she wants to find out if I'm an organ donor. I mean, one or the other. I'm sure she's very concerned where my kidneys and liver are going.
I know. It's like, oh, I need a liver.
Because if she don't get paid, I know where she wants my balls to go. I go, okay, I'll try and remember. She goes, do you have a driver's license and state ID? I go, why? She goes, I have my reasons. This isn't what are you wearing, why I have my reasons.
This is not the sexy talk. No,
this is, do you have documentation?
Do you there are your papers? What the hell?
Are you the last Jew leaving Afghanistan? I need documentation.
Wow.
I go, is it a secret LL? She laughs. She goes, no. I go, that's usually the answer before the ex-wife chops off her ex-husband, LOL.
Yeah.
She goes, there's this job I have at hand. I'm trying to establish and also need some workers, too.
She wants to hire you now?
This is fake Davin's. Fake Davin is the one who finds employment for scammers.
This is bizarre.
The bullshit is on the other foot.
I know. Wow, okay, yeah.
I go, oh, wow. Tell me about it, baby. Because, you know, I got it. What are we doing? What antics are we up to here?
Gigs again.
Yak farmer, what are we doing here? What's going on?
Listen, we were about to bust tables a couple minutes ago. How bad could it be?
She goes, just to open a shopping mall or maybe a lucrative business here. That sounds like something an out-of-work comic could do. Let me just open up a mall. All right, baby, I agree, but we must have a Chess King and an Orange Julius.
Did you see some of Joe's posts? He's got ideas about shopping malls and what he wants in.
Yes, Joe certainly has his predilections of what he wants on women's attire.
No, Las Vegas did things to him. He was ready to have a mall.
Yes.
I love that mall. That's my kind of mall.
It most certainly is. Forever 21. I go, wow, that's big time. What city? She goes, Boston. Fucking A. Boston, baby.
All right.
I go, America? Wow. You know, New York hates Boston, right? LOL. She laughs. She goes, why? I go, sports rivals. If you become a Red Sox fan or Patriots fan, I'm leaving you, LOL. Because it's rigged. It's rigged.
And they're bad people.
They are bad people.
Bad people.
She laughs. She goes, no one. I go, I will kiss you and say, get out. You cunt. Take your wedding favors with you.
Take your wedding favors with you.
It's my favorite thing
and
ever.
Stupid ass man.
That's my favorite thing. Get out, cunt, and take your wedding favors. That's fucking... Like, the get out, cunt wasn't enough.
I know.
I don't even want your stupid wedding favors here.
Get out.
Get out. That's how I'm going to open every conversation.
Or end it.
She laughs. She goes, so funny of you. I go, love conquers all, but not that. She goes, but there's an issue, baby. Oh, no.
Wait.
An issue means money.
Financial difficulties, Joe, right?
You know, it could be an affair of the heart. She goes, but there's an issue, baby. I go, yes, you're becoming a Red Sox fan. It is serious.
That is serious.
She goes, not really. I go, honey, I can't make love to a person in a Red Sox jersey. Boner killer.
But the hat can stay on.
And when she calls me, when she says, call me Big Poppy, it's over. my account. There is having some issues, and I need your account so I can start all transactions, payment of the workers, and some stuff also. Oh.
Oh, I see. So, that's really tough.
You know, you gotta give them credit. They keep on swinging. They keep on coming up with fakakta scam after fakakta scam to try to get some milk out of this almond. And this almond doesn't milk.
And at the very least, we're talking about money laundering and tax fraud. But we could just be grabbing the money and running.
No, I think we're talking about paying people for this mall in Boston.
Okay.
Because you know what? In the middle of a pandemic, everybody was saying, you know what we need in Boston? A fucking mall. We need a big building to gather everybody inside in the middle of COVID-19 before there's a vaccine. When we have all these other businesses that are struggling because nobody's going inside and sometimes they're getting shut down. But a mall would solve this problem.
We need our Orange Julius, damn it!
Exactly.
Yeah. In the middle of the pandemic.
I should say, will we be opening a Sears? I hear they do well.
Yeah, used to.
I go, that's odd. Everything is being scrutinized because of all the fraud by scammers during COVID-19.
Wow.
It was true.
Lay it out there, yeah.
She goes, I don't get. What are you trying to say? Really? What am I trying to say? I told you we were on the radio. I can fucking let you listen to the segment and you won't understand.
Really? Truly?
I go, I'm saying all transactions are being looked at closely because a lot of scammers are stealing from the banks and unemployment because of what is going on. It's very weird here. So legit people like yourself are finding things hard because of the authorities going after scammers. My neighbor was telling me about it.
Your neighbor, Joe. Yeah.
She goes, yeah, I know all that, baby.
Really, do you? How do you know so much?
She goes, I want to send money into your account. That's why I'm asking if it's okay. I go, and then I would forward it to someone else? She goes, how do you mean, baby?
Uh-huh.
I go, what happens after I get the funds? She goes, you will help me pay some workers that would want to work for me.
Really? They want to work for me. They haven't worked yet. But you're going to be sending the money for no accountable reason.
I go, okay, so I would send them the money? She goes, yeah, baby. What could possibly go wrong?
I don't know. But that money is squeaky clean once it comes out of your account.
I like clean money.
You know,
unlike the money at that Dairy Queen from the last segment.
You got to get special detergents. Sure. Callback.
I go, okay, honey, we need to be careful. I know you were legit and trying to start a business, but some would think it's money laundering. I learned that from Ozark. Are you there, babe? Ozark is a show on Netflix, by the way. she goes, yes, I'm there, baby. I go, you're up so late tonight. She goes, it's not money laundering, okay? I'm like, I know that.
Of course, it couldn't possibly be, because you're my baby.
You're my baby! Who won't let me see her. Anyway, she goes, I'll be going through some trade by 2 a.m. here. I go, honey, when we are together, if you were up at 2 a.m., I will have other things to keep you busy. And then I give her a kiss, and hearts, and an eggplant. What?
Wait, I have an important question. I know this is a diversion, but I really have to ask this. I know what the eggplant is. I know what the little squirties are, obviously. Is the peach the front or the back?
I think it's the back.
Joe, is the peach the front
or
the back?
You don't fucking know. It's a fruit. You don't eat fruits.
I don't know. I'm asking.
Is the peach the front of it? I guess where the little curved section is would be the back.
Okay. Just asking. I don't know.
She goes, okay, baby. So what do you say? I go, I want to make sure the feds don't make things harder for than they should be.
Uh-huh.
I'm always concerned about her.
Yeah.
She goes, no, it won't. It won't. Putting my love in a problem will be the last thing I can do, okay? Trust me on this, baby, with a heart.
Trust me. Famous last words. Famous.
I go, I always trust you. Not an issue, baby. She goes, okay, baby. I go, the show is going amazing. She goes, wow, good to hear. I go, yes, I think we will get the Bank of Montreal as a client for a corporate event from this. That would be good money. That was one of the sponsors of the thing.
Nice.
Yeah, a bank would help her, too. She goes, that would be fine. I go, I think so. She goes, what bank do you bank with? And what credit cards do you use?
What's your routing number?
That's really where we are.
Whoa. I like the way you goof on there going, what's your routing number? That's probably the next question. I mean, after what she just asked, the routing number is like, yeah, okay.
I know.
Her and the booker from that gig at the beginning of the month have something in common. They both want my bank info.
They do. But
Joe froze.
But with
now he's not frozen.
But with her, it's love talk.
Yes. I go to send payments. She goes, yeah. I go, damn. She goes, what? I go, it's embarrassing. She goes, how do you mean? I go, I really don't want to say. She goes, say something. I go, I feel if I tell you that you'll leave me. She goes, tell me. I'm all ears. What do you think I said? I'm kind of cornered here.
Yeah, you are.
What did I say? What did Slippery Davin say?
I have no clue.
I I'm thinking that you're gonna confess that you don't want to give up your banking details.
Okay.
He's not, but I just embarrassed to say, the whole thing is, well, I'm embarrassed to say, what the hell could this be?
Yeah, really. I don't fit a
Maybe
Magnum?
You're broke. I have no money. I'm broke.
There's a reason why people should pray to me. I go, fine. I no longer have a bank account. When I was trying to save Michael, I overdrew my account by $53,286.57. They closed my account.
That's a very specific number.
Yes, it is. It is a very specific number, which makes it all the more legitimate.
It sounds
legitimate.
Yeah.
It sounds embarrassing. She knew I was, well, I don't know if this one knew, whoever was playing Carolyn, knew I was trying to save Michael.
Oh, yeah.
You approve?
Hey, I guess right. You can throw another $10 in my envelope this week.
Sure. It's in that account that I had to close for Michael. What do you think she says?
It's okay, baby. We can open a new account.
What do you think, Joe?
I would say along those lines, yeah.
She said, and I quote, shit.
No! No!
What did she, dude, what did she say?
Shit.
So great.
Let her guard down at Scotia.
Yeah, that's as honest as it gets.
Oh, shit.
Because I was playing along with her. She's like, finally, I got something. We finally have the story. I'm going to finally make some money on this asshole. And then it's, oh, shit.
I can't believe she typed it. I can't stupid.
Yeah, right. If it was a phone conversation, ah, shit. What was that? I said, Schmidt.
Right.
Schmidt when we're done here.
Oh, shit, I stubbed my toe. What were you saying,
no, but
my
to
love?
Type it, yeah, you
but
know?
To type it.
I go, yes, very embarrassed. I feel ashamed. She goes, okay, you know what? All you have to do is walk down to the bank and apply for a credit card.
Oh, wow.
Now, Pip, you kind of alluded to the fact where, you know, oh, no, well, you just go get another one.
Yep.
I go, I'll try that. She goes, or maybe I can send you a link to do it online. Davin, you know it's urgent. Now it's urgent to pay these people who haven't been hired yet. It is
for work that they haven't done in a mall that doesn't exist.
Yes, it is urgent.
I'm sorry, I don't feel that same sense of urgency.
She's panicked here.
Oh.
Frustrated. They've like, son of a bitch.
I gotta get something out of this, son of a bitch.
They were calm, cool for a little bit. They've lost it now.
Yeah, it's like, I let him talk sexy talk to me. I need money out of this.
I touched myself, damn it, and I liked it.
And I liked it.
I go, I can find one. I go, I have the internet. Carolyn, I will try. She goes, when are you going to be doing it? I go, now I feel you lost respect for me, and your silence is not helping, and I give her a sad face.
Yeah.
She goes, how do you mean lost respect for you? Because I feel you will look at me as a loser because I lost my account. She goes, not at all. I'm fine. I go, okay. She goes, what you have to do is to open another one fast so that I can make the payments. Fast.
Hurry.
I'm dying to give you money. I can't give you money soon enough.
And she's this businesswoman, and yet she's got to come up with this fakakta way to pay people.
Yeah.
That sounds old.
Think about it this way. I mean, she's just dealing with people that are lonely, that are desperate for companionship, that would jump at the chance to try to help her and try to open up this card.
Yep.
I'm lonely.
It's just fodder.
I'm desperate for companionship.
You are?
I am.
Is that why we're sitting in this basement together?
Yes. So nice to see you.
That's desperate.
Clearly. I haven't brought my wedding favors. I go, I told you, I will try, Carolyn. She goes, not try that you're going to open the bank account by Monday. I go, you sound mad. She goes, I'm not. I go, okay. She goes, just promise me. I go, Carolyn, I will try to get a credit card. She goes, promise me, not you will, and try. It's a lost word. They are fucking freaked out.
Yeah. Wow.
I go, see, this is what I mean. She goes, okay. I go, what's okay? She goes, what do you mean? Who's on first?
Do or do not. Do not try.
I go, thank you, Yoda. I go, I just feel like I lose luster in your eyes when my financial situation comes up. You have not been with me when I had millions. You did not come to Atlantis with me. You did not go on this tour with me. I just feel like you look at me as less somehow. See, what I'm doing there is I'm giving you these very real things.
Yeah.
That, you know, she could see how wealthy I am.
Well, yeah, it's like
But still, also they get very bossy like that because basically people that are that emotionally involved are feeling that their capacity or their connection to them is in jeopardy.
Right.
You know, and they'll do anything to keep that going. So if they get bossy, like, well, I need this done now, you'll do it just to keep that, you know, just to keep it going.
And I did tell her I'll do it.
Yeah.
She goes, I'm not looking down on you, okay? This is definitely okay, Carolyn.
Okay.
I go, okay. Listen, this business of mine is going to take off. I'll be back financially. Michael and COVID-19 have crushed me, but if you stand by me, I know I can come back. She needs to stand by her man.
She does.
She goes, I'm not
And you know what? You kind of threw the line out there where if I'm her, she's not going to tell you to go to hell because she thinks there might be some money in the, you know, coming up. Now, the quickness of you getting the card, this is going to be an issue. And I think this is all she wants to hear. No matter what you say to her, that's probably all she wants to know is, have you gotten the card yet? When are you going to get the card? You got to get the card now. It's desperate.
Yeah.
I would hate to think that would dominate our relationship.
Well, it's going to.
She goes, I'm not talking about financial issues here. I want to send you money to arrange things for me. That's just it. I trust you enough to send you my money. I doubt it's her money.
No, it's other people's money.
It's other people's money that fall for this horse shit.
And why is she, so if it's her money, why is she so adamant that you get it?
To help her pay for these imaginary people at this imaginary mall that hasn't been built yet in a very real city.
Shame on you, Boston, for allowing any of this.
This is why we hate Boston.
Yes,
I can't believe Boston would go along with this scammer like that. Fucking Boston.
Right.
I go, I know, but my situation is why I have no bank account. Honey, that means a lot. I go, I just said it's fine. I go, I know. Maybe I just feel shitty about me. She goes, maybe I will send you a link so you can open Wells Fargo bank account. Now, you've called back in the day when we used to do scam busters and I used to infiltrate. There would be bank accounts or that they traded and everything.
Yes.
Wells Fargo was one of them.
Yeah, absolutely.
I go, why don't you open the account, baby?
Yeah.
She goes, I'm not in the state to verify it, and you have the opportunity to call them. Here's the thing. I'm not in the state to verify it either. I'm not in Massachusetts.
Does she not understand our geography, that's rather far?
Yeah, and this is a bunch of bullshit.
Yeah.
If they were doing business, they would want.
She's supposed to be doing international business.
Yeah, but it's tough. You need a mark for that.
Yeah.
I go, so you're saying the owner has to be in the USA? She goes, yes, baby. I go, should you wire me the money so that I can deposit it when the account is open? I'm like, listen, if she wants to give me money, let this bitch send it Western Union. I'll pick up some money, Western Union. I would be happy to pick up some Western Union money.
Yeah.
She goes, are you afraid of something? What, Joe?
Oh. I didn't say anything.
I heard a
glitch. Yeah. It's Joe's ghost. He has something to say.
The ghost of comedy past. She goes, are you afraid or something? I go, not having to do with you, baby. Do you want to wire me the money via Western Union and then I can deposit it into Wells Fargo and you can do your business? This seems like a logical solution.
It's an easy peasy way to get it done.
I'm trying to work with her.
I know.
She goes, I should wire you money through Western Union? She goes, me Q. I don't know what that is.
Me Q?
It was MTCHEEW. I don't know what that was. I think it was a no. Maybe she sneezed.
Yeah.
Bless you. And what about my...
So fuck you wrong.
That could be. That's a phrase you always spell correctly. I'm saying if you wire me the money ahead of time, I can deposit it into Wells Fargo, give you the login info, and you can then conduct your business. The account will be in my name, but in reality, it will be yours. Having money to deposit looks better in the bank instead of the unemployed guy with bad credit history and no money to deposit. If you think about what I'm saying, it makes absolute sense.
It makes absolute sense.
She wants to give me money. I want to take her money.
Win-win. Yeah.
She goes, it's fine. Just leave. I will look for another account or maybe for my colleague to send the money. It should be your colleague to send the money.
If that was an option in the first place, why are we having this discussion?
Yeah. But I mean, what I proposed made perfect sense.
Yeah.
Just not what she was looking
for. Just leave? What does that mean?
I go, huh? I go, I don't follow. I go, what I said makes our chances of success more likely. Don't you trust me? Yeah.
I'm only pulling the condom off in the middle, not at the very beginning.
Yeah, exactly. But so, do you like the way I turn around? Don't you trust me?
Don't you trust me? Oh, no, that's great, because it's like, no.
I go, just leave? What does that mean? She goes, I'm not sending the money to your account again. I will look for a way to send it to someone else's account details. I want to sleep.
But that's very abrupt. And what do you mean I'm not sending to your account again?
I don't know. But funny, I should ask. I go, again? You never sent it to me. It's like you don't trust me. So we go to June 1st. She goes, what? Have you opened the account? I go, hi. And on June 2nd, I go, hi, how are you? June 3rd, she goes, I'm good. We are rolling through days now.
Wow.
I go, glad to hear it. Have you seen what is happening in America? She goes, I've seen it all, Davin. I asked you to open an account for yourself so I can send some money for my workers, but it seems very difficult for you. But it's fine, okay? I go, what do you think of it all? I was down there. I don't know what the fuck was going on.
Yeah, what was...
What's going on
what,
in June...
What?
June 3rd or 2nd of 2020. Where was it? I don't know.
God, I don't know. I was down there. Was it...
Oh, George Floyd, maybe? Maybe the protests?
Oh, no.
I go, what do you think of it all? I was down there. She goes, it's very bad there. Killing George in cold blood. Why do they hate black so, Davin?
Oh, see?
I wonder why this white girl's so concerned about why they hate black so.
Well, you know, white girls worry about these things, too.
She goes, justice must be done. She goes, I don't discriminate the blacks. Which is actually a phrase I think Joe has said in the past. I think Joe has often said, I don't discriminate the blacks. There was many of those conversations in June of 2020 between the three of us. And Joe firmly said, I don't discriminate the blacks.
Because that's the way everybody speaks.
Yes, the blacks.
But Joe was a Native American English speaker.
And still he talks like that.
We all do at this hour.
I go, well, most Americans do not hate black people, but our country has had slavery since its creation. Ever since then, it has been a painful and difficult journey for equality. If you look at the protests, it is of people of all races. Do you think I hate black people, Caroline? She goes, I don't know, Davin.
Ooh. You, again, an accusation of racism in the show.
I'm getting called racist left
yeah,
and right up
racist,
with it. You know what?
Bastard.
This cunt is going to leave this house.
Yeah.
And I'm taking my noose with me.
Really?
I don't hate the blacks. I don't discriminate the blacks, kids. I don't discriminate the blacks. I go, really? That hurts me. She goes, so sorry, Davin. I didn't mean to hurt you. I go, it's how you feel. I just don't know why you ever got that impression of me. I have mentioned my charity work during our relationship. Do you think it's just for white people I try to help? She goes, so sorry, Davin. I was really upset when I heard the news. I go, as am I. It is not an isolated incident. That is why you are seeing all the protests. Fortunately, there are more good people than bad, but my country is in turmoil. Carolyn, I try to be a good person. I'm concerned you don't feel that. She goes, Los Angeles has been declared a state of emergency. Have you opened the account? Listen, she is working on two fronts over here.
Whoop.
Speaking of states of emergency, it's an emergency for you to open this account.
You racist bastard.
You racist bastard. Listen, I don't know if you're racist or not, but I'm still willing to send you money. Let's not you being a racist get in the way of our business transaction.
Open the account, Whitey!
Before they burn it down, open the account, for God's sakes! They're burning the banks! Rush into that Wells Fargo! Open that account before they burn it all down! In the name of George Floyd, open up this Wells Fargo account. This is what George Floyd wanted. This is what George Floyd died for you to open up this Wells Fargo account so I can pay these imaginary workers in this imaginary mall that hasn't been built yet in this very real pandemic in a very real city. What's wrong with you, man?
Can't we all just launder money together?
If I had a dream, black children and white children would launder money together.
Thank God.
What, no? No?
Yes.
Judge a man not by the color of his skin, but the content of his bank account.
The color of his money.
The color of his money.
I had a dream. There a passbook and a certificate of deposit. To look at each other and not see color, but see interest rate. I had a dream.
I'm pretty sure this is what Martin Luther King and George Floyd wanted.
We shall overdraft.
Very good. God. Very good. Never has a Negro spiritual sounded so good out of Joe's mouth.
Thank you.
We shall overdraft.
We shall overdraft.
Yeah, I think Joe might have named two out of three segments tonight.
I know.
He's on a roll. I go, it's all across America in the cities and towns. You told me Saturday you were going to handle it. She goes, I told you what? She goes, I said you should open an account. I go, yeah, scroll up. Did you forget? Nope. I go, nope. She goes, with anyone close to Davin. I go, I will look for a way to send it to someone else's account, else account details. She goes, any bank close to you? I go, so I quoted what she wrote. Let me read that. I go, I wrote to her, I will look for a way to send it to someone else's account details. That's what she wrote to me. So I copy that. She goes, any bank close to you? I go, that is what you wrote. She goes, I haven't seen. I go, you've not seen what you wrote? She goes, you're just pissing me off.
That's what she said.
You're just pissing me off. Yes! Yes, I am!
You're just pissing me.
That's what I do!
That's the goal!
Fake women in Davin's life have something in common with real women in Davin's life!
All pissed off!
Yes, even Pip leaves here a little agitated. And she don't even have to sleep with me! And my Aquaman cock.
And the costume. Don't forget the costume.
She goes, you're just pissing me off. I have seen it. I know it. I made just words, but I haven't seen anyone. I go, okay, well, get your personalities together and stick to one story.
Oh, shit. Scroll up, bitch. Scroll up.
I go, well, you can't blame me. Those were your words. She goes, okay, so what do you want to do now? I go, then you left. No, bye. No, I love you. She goes, I wanted to load my battery. I go, I don't know. You're quick to anger at me. It makes me pull back. She goes, are you opening the account?
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Right.
Your hostility and rushing distresses me.
Yeah, really. But it's like one phrase after the other. It's like, you're scaring me. Did you open the account?
She's very focused. Not on paying attention to her story.
No.
But on getting my money.
Not even close.
On giving me money. You know what? Why am I fighting so hard for this poor woman to give me money?
I don't know.
Why
didn't you open a new account so she could put money in it?
In fake Davin's defense, she could have wired me the money. I was very willing to take Western Union.
And she took offense at that.
Yeah.
I'm going to send you money by Western Union? Oh, it's never been done, honey.
She goes, are you opening the account? I go, I feel at any moment you'll get mean to me. Saturday really gave me pause. I thought you were in a better place, but the bad memories come flooding back.
Yeah.
She goes, not it. I go, what is not it? She goes, I need something from you, and you can't assist me with it when I know you're the only person that can do it for me. What about the colleagues?
What about the colleague? Yeah, she doesn't even remember what she's fucking saying.
So which I said, you said you would get someone else. Now you say you didn't say it. You don't know if I'm racist or not. It's all messing with my heart and head.
You don't know if I'm racist.
You are a federal case.
No.
Right.
No. I am trying to do a sound business transaction.
He's a person with feelings.
I do have feelings. I don't discriminate the blacks. I will have you know.
Don't discriminate them. And nobody manipulates me or my family.
Exactly.
God, that
love it.
Wait, what happened?
Oh, that's hysterical.
Do you remember Tawana Brawley? This is a very New York-centric.
Nobody manipulates me or my family,
She said manipulates.
I remember very clearly.
No,
I was a kid.
Oh, yeah, Tawana Brawley, she crawled into the garbage and wrote racist things at herself and said the cops did it to her. And Al Sharpton was marching up and down the street saying, look what they did to this baby, you know.
Listen, in Al's defense,
yeah,
this was when he was very fat. So he must have believed it to be true because that motherfucker wasn't moving like that when he was fat.
Oh, no, marching up and down, he was on a mission. But she said...
Didn't she also claim that like she was urinated on or something?
Yeah. Well, no, there was
must have been a mask issue. Must have been a mask issue.
Yeah, and she said nobody manipulates me or my family, and I was like, oh god.
Well, nobody does manipulate her.
Laughed my balls off when she said that. Oh, that was hysterical.
Makes her more authentic.
Yeah, put the wrong foot forward, hun. And she lied about the whole thing.
She laughs. She goes, relax, baby. I go, what is funny? She goes, yeah, very funny. I go, me being hurt and confused is funny? She goes, you keep acting like you don't know what I'm asking from you. No, I know exactly what she's asking from
you. Yeah,
I think I told her.
I don't want to do it.
I go, I told you that you can't be mad it's not done because you said you would handle it.
Right.
She did say she would handle
it. Yes.
She goes, it has come to my notice each time I asked you of something very important, you always have what to say, damn it. We've been at this since July of last year.
Just came to your notice.
We're in June of the following year. How slow are you?
Dear sir, it has just come to our notice. You have not cooperated with our money-grabbing...
Why do you think I keep on getting sold?
Yeah, really?
I go, you said you would do it! With an exclamation point. You know what's amazing? No matter how cornered fake Davin is, he always wiggles out of it and turns it around on them.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
I go, I'll open the account. I need you to wire money to deposit so I can open it. It will be in my name, but I will give you all the account info and you could do whatever you want with it.
There you go.
I'm giving her what she wants.
Yes.
She goes, how will I send the money? I go, you can use Western Union. Tell me when you send it. I will pick it up. I will open the account. We will create an online account with the bank. You can then send or receive any money you want from an American bank.
Right.
This sounds perfectly logical.
It sounds perfectly illegal, but you could do it.
Finally, I'm the Patsy you need me to be.
Yes.
I'm not the Patsy you want. I'm the Patsy you need.
Be the Patsy you can be.
I'm achieving all I can be as a Patsy.
I don't think you're the Patsy she needs when she's sending you money.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
Well, I'm trying to.
But if there's an overdraft available.
I go, why the silence? Are you okay? That was June 3rd.
Honey? Honey?
June 5th. Ola Caroline. Well, this was fun. We made it about 11 months. Hell of a run. That was on June 21st.
Wow. Wait.
I said that to her.
Yeah, I know, but when was the last time she talked to you?
June 3rd.
June 3rd, and then on the 21st?
I said, hell of a run. She goes, yeah, it was fun. I go, do you remember what day you first wrote me? She goes, I don't want any conversation with you anymore. I don't want to blog you just to allow me to be. Just allow me to be. Everybody has a blog on this show. Everybody has a blog on this show.
Everybody takes their turn, damn it. Now do your blog.
Joe got out of it for a week, but he's still going to do a blog. He just didn't do it last week. Joe never says nobody does blogs. We all do blogs.
We're allowed to switch them up.
Yeah, we can switch up when we do the blogs, but everybody does a blog. She goes, I don't want to blog you. Just allow me to be. I laugh. I go, okay. Why is that?
And I've said the same thing to you.
Yeah. She goes, yes. She goes, very serious, and this is June 22nd. I go, that's fine. I go, before you said you were very serious about dating. You say you're serious about many things. Then on July 6th, I write, hey, baby, we've been through so much together. I just want you to know it was all worth it to me. I hope it was worth it to you. And I give her a kiss emoji, and I send her our logo.
Oh! Oh, you did it!
I did.
Oh, that's that.
Drop! Oh, my God. Awesome.
Well, I had told her we were on the radio when she came back.
I know! Idiot.
Good boy.
Yes!
So, we went pretty close to a year. We went 11 months.
Awesome. Awesome! Wow. Wow.
You know what? I found in the past couple of scammers, it always ends with the back signal. Yeah. Last thing they get is a farewell and our logo that they've been fucking scammed.
A farewell and a fuck off.
That's great. Oh, that's really good.
So did we enjoy Caroline?
Yes.
Yes, we did.
That was
we strung her along, and she also got our logo.
Yeah. Oh.
She did see it. She never commented after that.
She did see it?
She saw it, because I saw like the little thing underneath it where you could see that they've seen it.
Oh, wow.
But if you think about it logically, she fucked up. Because that was not the way to end it.
No.
Because now she's got... Fake Davin is willing to do this. He's going to do it on his term. So this is further than she's ever gotten before. She was kind of backing me into a corner. I was starting to run out of hijinks. I already killed my fake brother.
Yeah,
you know.
Murder didn't stop him. It was getting harder, and she was getting more difficult. Like, you won't do this thing for you. I have noticed that I ask you to do things, and it's a pattern that you always wiggle out of doing them. So I'm done playing. You know, but it took a long time for her to get there.
11 months.
No money exchanged.
I think it's pretty good.
That was great.
And I think I got sold several times.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, I think you did. But, yeah, you were extended into servitude. But the thing was that I just love to see their faces when they see the bat signal, as Jim put it.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, God, that's great.
You know somebody's sitting over the look. I told you this isn't on the up and up.
Yeah, this guy's full of shit.
Yeah. No, you're going to get money out of him. You're going to be the one. We're all morons. We don't know how to do our job. Yeah. But you're going to do it. Now look what happened.
Yeah, right. Oh, I got played. Are you kidding me?
Do you think at some point they go, all right, that was good. Do you think at some point they go, well, that was well played? No, they're probably angry.
No, they're angry.
Any concluding thoughts on Caroline, Joe?
It was very interesting the way you kept her going. It was also fun the way she was getting fed up with you, you know, and losing her temper and dropping her guard and stuff like that. And then she comes back with this nasty thing, but I'll see you later, and we come back with our logo, which was apropos.
Yeah, I mean, at that point, I just figured this wasn't going to go any further.
Yeah.
There was no way to really... This had pretty much run its course.
Yeah.
I was willing to receive money from her Western Union.
Yeah, sure.
I probably would have given it to charity or something like that.
Yeah, but. Yeah. Because it's obviously taken away from innocent people, you know.
I tried.
Yeah, no, that was... She was so frustrated even before she saw... The logo. Oh, that's great. That was a great mic drop. I enjoyed that thoroughly.
Well, she had two mic drops.
I know.
I mean, the first time, I told you, you've been great radio.
Can't believe they didn't get it.
Joe lost his shit when I said that.
Yeah.
Joe was like all excited when I did that.
Oh, yeah. I thought that was done.
No. You can't quit fake that.
I know.
Next week, we will start with Michelle.
Awesome. Awesome.
I must confess, I was seeing Michelle while I was also seeing Carolyn.
You two-timing son of a bitch.
Fake Davin's a dirty dog.
Yes.
That's why you can't have sex with Fake Davin. He might stealth you.
He might.
So. This will be a different type of scammer.
All right.
They're all different in their own special.
They are. So, yeah. Your approach and the way that they handle themselves.
This was the most normal Fake Davin, though, ever.
Yeah. You seem very much like a normal person. But
difficult, but...
Yeah, but, I mean, like, she was just throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what stuck. What approach will work with this guy?
Because remember the scammer before, I believe, was Mary from Clavertown.
Clavertown.
And that was the one where I had the talking plant. which I believe that's the clips we're doing now. Joe, you working on that?
Yeah.
So hopefully we'll have some more. So yeah, that was an absurd Fake Davin.
Yes.
That was one of the most ridiculous ones. So I came back with a much more normal Fake Davin.
Yeah, we'll see if this guy talks to himself alone or not. We'll see what happens.
All right. We'd like to thank Sensei Russ Ferdico for his continued support. Thank you, Russ. We certainly appreciate
it. Yes, thank you so much, Russ.
Side Splitting Productions. Places are opening up for comedy. Perfect time to bring it in. Sidesplittingproductions.com, professional comics. Give us a call, 551-404-3094, 551-404-3094. Joe, where are you going to be?
This Saturday, the 18th, I'm going to be back with the Comedians of the Compound at Laugh Up Comedy Club in Poughkeepsie. You can call 845-418-3989 for reservations. They're located on 2170 South Road in Poughkeepsie, where the old Bananas Comedy Club was. And I'm looking forward to that.
Friday, September 17th, I'll be in Wanacue, New Jersey. At the first time we've been back here since COVID hit, at Il Palazzo.
Oh.
Il Palazzo in Wanacue, New Jersey. I'm going to be with Sandy Ellers and Sharon Simon, two ladies, and me. For tickets, call 973-650-1398.
Little Davin comedy sandwich.
Favorite type of sandwich. Saturday, September 18th, I'll be in Stockholm, New Jersey at Lake Stockholm under the pavilion. I'll be outside, so let's hope for nice weather. This is like old time. I'm working both nights on the weekend.
Wow.
I used to be a comedian. I used to do this all the time.
And you know what? You were just considering busing tables, so I think that this is a good turnabout.
No, I think busing tables might pay well. At least with the busing tables, I don't have to wait 2 weeks to get a fakakta check.
Right?
So, yeah, right.
Walk down the street. But anyway, all right, that was a good show. I'm happy Caroline ended much to your liking. It took a little turn there at the end.
It was great.
We aim.
It's please. All been a roller coaster, but I liked the ending very much.
We always want you guys to be happy. We do it for the kids.
Yeah.
We do it for the kids.
Yay.
All right. That's enough. If you.
That's enough.
Get
out.
I certainly said the C word way more than I ever have.
I know. Damn.
There was a lot of C word today.
Lots.
But that would be great in like a Farrelly Brothers movie. Like that, that line.
Yeah.
Just the tag of, and take your wedding favors.
I know.
Fucking great. This guy's my hero. Mm. Yeah, really. She was lucky to have him. A wordsmith like this.
Wow, she was lucky to get away.
Well, something with abused women and you being their beacon of hope.
But now she's happily married.
Good.
To her new husband, and he's good. A nice boy.
And she has all the wedding favors she needs. Okay. All right. If you like us, tell a friend. If you hate us.
Tell no one.
Either way, please keep on listening and watching.